If a person does any kind of addition, let's say, to a keli, so is that a violation of the Isur Deraisa of Bona, of the Melach of Bona? So Beis Shammai says it is, and Beis Hillel's Mekel ain't Binyan Mekelim. And that's how the Gemara seems to pass, like Beis Hillel, we expect to be like Beis Hillel, like Lekula. There is no Isur Deraisa of Bona when it comes to non-structures, not an oil, not a building, it's just a keli, it's a piece of furniture, just a tool. And that's the Gemara sees the pasuk in Kuv Chav Beizim at Beis. The Tosfos says over here, how can Rav usually be pasuk like Rav when it's Rav and Shmuel and Isurin? How can we have Rav being opposed to Beis Hillel? We have Beis Hillel saying Ein Binyan Mekelim, and Rav saying a person who makes a shovel and Shabbos is Chayiv Mishum Bona. So there are three answers to this question. Rashi's answer is that this is the one unusual situation where Rav holds like Beis Shammai. We don't paskin like this Rav. We stick with Beis Hillel that says Ein Binyan Bekelim. This is an unusual din of Rav. He happens to like Beis Shammai. Yesh Binyan Bekelim. Rashi seems to be consistent throughout the Masechta. No Binyan Bekelim and no Stira Bekelim. Right. So according to Rashi, happens to hold something else. He holds that sometimes what looks like is Bona will be Makabah Patish. Right, so when it comes to Binyan, Rashi will have something very, very close to the din of Yesh Binyan Mekelim. But by the same token, Rashi will not have an Iser of Soser. So all of our questions, Halacha Lamaisa, of ruining a potato chip bag or a popcorn bag, or ruining a cans of peanuts or a can of tuna fish, and according to Rashi, it's not even on the radar screen. Because Ein Binyan Bekelim, the Ein Stir Bekelim, no Easter besides the Gav Bekelim finished. Alright? Rashi is the Shitas Yochin amongst the Rishonim, and does not even make it to Shulchan Aruch. Ramban and the Rashba have a very interesting Lashon. The Ramban and the Rashba say that we paskin Ein Binyan Bekelim. So how could Rav say that taking a spade and a handle and making it into a shovel is an Isur Deraisa? How could the Gemara say in the Ayin Dalin, Amud Beis, that by making a barrel from beginning to end over an Isur Deraisa of Boina? So Ramban is the Lashon, this is not Binyan, this is Osa Keli Mikri. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. And the Rashba says the same thing. Osa Keli Mikri. It's not Bona, it's Osa. What the Ramban accomplishes by saying it's not Binyan Bekeli, it's Osa Keli, it's very hard to understand. On one thing we understand that the Ramban is establishing that the standards of Bona for Kelim are different than the standards of Bona for a structure, for a Binyan. Right, that we understand. And the Ramban was for that. Halacha is that if you have if you add the smallest amount, a kol shuth to a building, to a structure, it's an Isur Deraisa of Bona. A person takes a thumbtack and puts it into a wall on Shabbos. He's over the Isur Deraisa of Bona. Why? He just added. He added a whole new function to this wall. Until now, it was a wall. Now it's a poster board. And Isur Deraisa is one thumbtack, one hook. You take one of these sticky hooks and you put it to your wall. So an Isur Deraisa, you add it to the structure. Like a piece of furniture, and you take a hook and tape it to the furniture. You put a thumbtack into the furniture. No. The Ramban would say, different standard of Bona. You just add it to the Keli. That adding to a Keli is not Bona. Adding to a Binyan is Bona. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's the Yesod of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish who says that electricity is an Isur Deraisa. So what was the Vort of the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish's Vort was that we don't have to look at the electrons. That's a separate thing. It's moving electrons, Mavir. That's one area that the Chosim discuss. Is putting a light on, putting a heater on, putting a fridge on, is that Havara? Separate discussion. Chazon Ish said the switch is an Isur Deraisa. Why? Because when the switch is open, the wire does not touch the contact. When the switch is closed, the wire touches the contact. So inside the wall, I've now added something very significant. I've added a circuit. Isur Deraisa, I think he says Isur Deraisa Bona, right? If I've understood the Chazon Ish correctly, then the Chazon Ish should not have an Isur of electricity when it's a handheld appliance, when it's a battery-run appliance. Once mentioned to Rav Leich, so he said, "You said sounds good, but I don't think that he didn't think that's what the Chazanish said." He said,
"Plugged into the wall."
Plugged into the wall. Does it? Would be the same thing. Yeah, I don't know why. According to the Chazanish, what you're saying is correct, because the circuit was closed probably in the appliance, right? But that's the blitz of the Chazanish was to look at the switch, right? And that becomes a universal issue. If you look at a wall switch. The question of whether moving electrons is havara, that's a very difficult thing to work with. That's why Shlomo Zalman dismissed that idea in the Sefer, because who said electrons is a... who knows what electron, how to define electrons? A microscopic thing? You're moving, the movement of electrons based on the difference in resistance. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. That's not a malacha. Right? The other approach is to look at the result of what you're doing. In other words, so that you have to measure everything on its own. And incandescent light is havara because you're causing a filament to become red hot. A fluorescent light, you're forcing gases to bounce against. Once again, what malachi again? So these would be the rabbanons of misakin bana. A fluorescent will be a misakin bana, a microphone. So microphone will be a misakin bana. It won't be a deraisa. The Chazanish's blitz was to say, forget about either end. Look at the switch itself. So a switch in a wall would be a boina, would be boina deraisa because you're adding on mashu. Again, a switch in an electric appliance, lanias daiti, would be misakin bana. Wouldn't be an isa deraisa. It would be a derbanam. A flashlight would be a deraisa because of the bulb. But let's say you have a flashlight with an LED light. Let's say you have a handheld microphone. Right? So there'd be one problem with a shmos coil. Or let's say you have a handheld tape recorder. Right? So that would be a derbanam, a sakin mana. Until you turned it on, it was useless. Now it's useful. Derbanam, so that makes a big difference. Obviously, it's a derbanam. And when it gets into tight situations. But that was the... But says the Ramban and the Rajbo, the Ramban's vortov here is that when it comes to boina bekelim, when we say ein binyan bekelim, means we use a different standard for binyan than we use for a building or for a structure, for a gog, for ein binyan bekelim, means we're not going to be held to the same standard of boina. But, oisa keli, if you have a piece of an unused piece of clay and you shape it into a barrel, that's going to be an Isa of Chavis. You have a spade and a handle, and now you make it into a shovel, so you've made a whole new keli. So the Ramban would say that's Isa keli mikri. Isa keli mikri. Again, the Lushan is a little bit ein binyan v'kelim and ein binyan v'kelim and ein stira v'kelim, but Isa keli to make a keli from the very, very beginning, so that would be an Issa deraisa. That would be a Rambam says a told of boina, exactly. Told of boina. That's exactly what the Rambam puts. The Rambam says, he says, bona and perik yud. That building a gog, building an oihel, is boina deraisa. He says, boina binyan is your of. Next halacha is a bona oel kavua is hareza tolda. The chayin ha'oisa keli. The told of bone. Now, I'm not saying the Rambam is the Ramban, because the Rambam has some elements of Tosas also. But on this Nakuda, like the Rambam.
Well,
an Issa Nola is an Issa Drabonim. Right? So he's holding it as an Issa Deraisa of Oisa Keli. Yeah. And I say, right.
So according to the Rambam, Ein Binyan B'Kelim simply means it's not an op?
No, I think it means Ein Binyan is the way that we look at binyan in an ohel. Binyan means assembling an ohel, adding to an ohel. It's a different kind of binyan. Ein binyan v'kelim, but oisa binyan there is. Oisa keli there is.
Would it make a difference if it was
For a keli.
Like, let's say the derech of this spade is to just put it together, use it.
Oh, yeah, big difference. Yeah. That's everything. I'll forget that. Won't get it today. If something is made to open and to close all the time, it's made liftoch, so that we say that's not even a violation of bona in an ohel, right? To open this table and to close this table.
The screwdriver, does that have a handle and an insert?
Right. So that would be, right. That would be different than product. It's made in order to be able to assemble and disassemble. Yeah, that's a separate thing. So that the yesod of that is the window. So that is a window. How can you open and close a window? Anytime you close a window, you just add it and you finish your wall. Right? So one guy opens the window, we say, sir. Next guy closes, you open your door. So you associate your wall, you're closing your wall. So you're buying a mash on your wall. So there, the Gemara establishes that anything which is made, l'zgor v'liftoach is mutter. So that's shades, that's wall, that's doors and windows. Umbrella. That was the big tumult on umbrellas. That was the big tumult. That's why only the Nebuchadnezzar could have asked it.
Why wouldn't that apply to the lights, which according to the Chazon Ish?
That is also the Toch Ulezgor.
Yeah.
It's a good horror. Why wouldn't it apply to that? There's an answer for that, because the same question comes up. The Chazon Ish distinguishes between the electric contacts and plumbing. Right. In other words, Chazon Ish is very specific about electric contacts, because otherwise, every time you flush your toilet, right, your faucet, you're opening and closing a valve, according to Chazon Ish's cheshvan. So the Chazon Ish apparently held.
So the valve would be the outside.
But it would still be part of your, sorry, mechuber to your wall. It's probably as much part of your wall as your switches. Was that? Why?
Switches, actually, it's attached to the studs that are in the wall. I mean, your plumbing is off the wall.
No, that's sort of attached also. It's got to be attached also.
Right, the Chazanish, the Chazanish is void.
It's off the wall.
You said that the light switch is in the wall.
Yeah.
So the wiring is in the wall.
Right, so the plumbing is also, no?
But the plumbing comes out of the wiring.
Maybe, yeah.
The
natural
switch.
It's
a circuit, yeah.
The switch is inside the wall.
Yeah.
In the wall.
Yeah.
I have a lamp.
Right.
The wall.
Right.
It's off the wall.
Right. Right. So that. Yeah. But the plumbing.
Look, they're sealed. Same thing. The lights are inside the wall.
You can say it's independent.
It's okay.
So the Chazanish's approach is that because he focused on this issue. He said that since the switch and makes the whole system work. He said that it had more chashivas than osi liftoach ulachzor, lizgor. And what Rabbi Perel is saying is accurate, that the Chazon Ish must have understood this idea of opening and closing a little bit differently. That reduces chashivas. And over here, since this made the system work, then had its chashivas. But you're right, he had a different looking at it. And the emes is the Chazon Ish's mahalach of here is not. I mean, we are concerned about it because the Chazon Ish was one of the most prominent poskim of the 20th century. So we are very concerned about the Chazon Ish. But Lamasa, the contempt of the Chazon Ish were not so convinced of this mahalach. Right? I think primarily because of what you're raising, and because of questioning whether the wiring is really a substantial part of the binyan or not. Right? But it's a good example of a binyan kolshu, and that's where the Chazon Ish was coming from. Just the bliss of the Chazon Ish to isolate the switch. That was always very very interesting. That's why when people say the Chazon Ish says that it's deiraisa, that electricity is deiraisa, you have to always realize he didn't say electricity was deiraisa. He said the switch was deiraisa, and lechorah they should have a place of it differently, whether it's in a right lechorah it should.
Sounds like one of the Chazon Ish that even if the actual light wouldn't turn on, like the bulb was out, but just flipping the switch that completes the circuit would be.
Yeah, that's an electrician, but it could be that if the light, if it doesn't draw on electricity, then. And you made it a closed circuit.
What do you mean? It's open circuit.
No, it runs through.
No, but that's
part of the circuit. And I'm not sure, but I think. Was that?
The wires are live. I mean, if you put your fingers on it, you wouldn't want to put your fingers on it to turn the switch on. I mean, you shut the switch before you change the light bulb.
No, but the same thing is true.
I don't.
It's the same. And it's coming back to what you're saying,
it's not live if you put your finger there. What if you put a valve there?
No, if you think inside. You
put the bulb.
Not in the bulb. If you put a socket.
Take the bulb out and put your finger in.
Yeah.
I was fine. These things are always very amusing. Said, this is the height of yeshivishness. I'll be smart to try to figure out. Instead of calling it like. And in yeshiva today, we're discussing, you know, I forget it tonight, about different kinds of containers, how the things are made, how the so guys, I'll be sort trying to figure out whether the holes in the Tropicana with the plastic spouts are they put in. They punch, they cut a can of things that they made with a hole and these are inserted, or they punch the hole through. This is a yeshivish thing. I'll piece svara trying to figure out what's going on in a factory. After this year, we'll call up and we'll find out. So, but Tosfos has the third shita. And Tosfos shita is the one that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos shita and Kuvbeis Min Beis is very similar to Ramban, but significantly different. He says that afogav the kamen and binyan mikel, even though we pasken ein binyan kelim oimeri hainu davke machzoras batei treason obim nerushal chulius. That's only when it comes to assembling something. Avol binyan gomor mechayev bekelim kemoi bekarka. If it's a binyan gomor, then it's equally chayev in kelim the way be chayev in a structure that's affixed to the ground. What's the raya for this? Mita shel tarsiyim. Mita shel tarsiyim was a folding bed. Tassim were traveling maintenance men, traveling fix-it men, and they used to go from place to place. And since they would be in a place for certain on a job for a certain number of days, they carried their fold-up beds with them. So when they fix up their beds in their new place for a few days, the Gemara says imtoka, if you shove it in, if you fix it well and make it strong, chayiv chatas, then it's an isa deraisa. Machzik kinei amnera, you have a menorah that has various pieces to it, and you put the pieces of menorah back together, you have a lamp that has to be assembled, and you assemble the lamp, so then, chayiv chatas. Karen agula was a certain kind of flute. Ve'ein chilok bein kelim lekarka ela b'mokim she'ein chizok v'umnus. The bechli loy choshev binyan, ubekarka choshev binyan. So it says the Tosfos that we compare binyan in kelim to binyan bekarka, but we compare it in the following situation: if it's a binyan gomer, that's what he first says, binyan gomer, which sounds like I am not assembling something. It sounds like what the Ramban called osa keli, and then he says in another way of binyan gomer is if it requires skill to put it together, umnus, and it requires strength to put it together. So the Tosfos says, in those cases, we compare bona the kelim to bona the karka. Right? Now, the Ramban and the Tosfos come out very, very similarly. With one, it's only the way they phrase it. Why do we say it's similar? Because the Ramban says, because they all are dealing with the same Gemara. They all have to say that putting together a fold-up bed, not our fold-up bed, they're just open and close, but the fold-up bed is not a Gemara, they have to be reassembled. To put a table together and reassemble the pieces. So the Gemara says that that is an Isa de Reis of Bonem. So Rashi says, no, Isa de Reis of Makim Apatish. Because that is still Ein Binyan Mikhail. That's Makim Apatish. And Nafkamina, there's no Stira for Rashi. Taking it apart would not be an Isa. And according to Ramban, that is an Iser deraisa. Why? So Ramban says the following. He says, it's almost the same thing, it's also a little bit different nusach. He says, if when you take apart a keli, it requires skill or strength to put it back together, that's a simen that it was nothing. That when you put it together, you're called an oisa keli. The fact that you need skill to put it back together again, that shows you that you didn't have a keli, now you're making it. That's what makes it batal mishem keli. I have all these pieces together. I come home from IKEA and I have my box together. So then I have my, I'm putting together a desk. So I have all these pieces of wood. So if it requires umnus and chiluk to put it back together again, that means I have nothing in front of me. And I'm making a keli from its very, from nothing. And that's an Isa Deraisa according to Ramban. If on the other hand it doesn't require any skill of umnus, it's four or five things to put it back together again. Doesn't require a booklet, nothing. So then the Ramban would say, you were in the keli, the desk was never built, a mishem keli. And therefore, it's considered to be, not oisa keli, but binyan bekelim, and that's potter. And Tosfos, his nusach is a little bit different. Tosfos says that we compare binyan Kalim to Binyan Karka, and when we are making it, it's a Binyan Gomer, or requires Chizuk Umnos, so Binyan Kalim is compared to Binyan Karka. The difference is, again, in this, in the Lomdus. According to Tosfos, we are focused on the process. There's a certain process called Biniyah, building. So according to Tosfos, there is Biniyah when it comes to Kalim. Just like this Biniyah when it comes to Karka. It's a different kind of Biniyah. Everything's relative. The Biniyah of Karka is different than the Biniyah of Kalim. When is the Biniyah of Kalim like the Biniyah of Karka? No, when it's Chizuk V'Umnos, when it's a Kli Gomer. And according to the Ramban, he's saying, no, that Binyan is not focused on the process, it's focused on what you end up making. If you end up making a tent, a building, a mechitza, a roof, or a keli from its very beginning to very end, then that's called the Binyan. Alright?
Following the booklet, consider
it ominous. Why is it mice ominous? I have a suffix. I have that suffix. I mentioned several times. When you come home with the IKEA booklet, right? So what's pshat? If I put it back together again with the booklet, so that I construct it with the booklet, is that a maisa umnas or not? Do I say, anybody can follow the book, right? Even I can follow the book, right? So if I can follow the book, it's a simnasat. If I can follow this and it stands up, and it stays for at least 30 days or something, it then doesn't start shaking, start wobbly. So that means it wasn't a maisa umnas, right? If I needed to get the guy in the factory to do it, I'd have to hire a person umnas. Or do we say, no, really, there's an uman over al gabi. I really requires an uman. Elamai, instead of a person telling me, put this screw in, attach this, make sure it's tight, put this K bolt in before you put this, right? So instead of doing it himself, he's instructing me. He's whispering in my ear how to do every step. So then it does require an uman. Right? So that's what I'm not sure. Not sure whether putting it together would be an Iser de Raisa of Bona or an Iser de Rabbona of Misakin Mona. But it's an interesting question. What?
Well, I said, you give those guys the factory to put together, they don't need the instructions. They just put it together.
Right, yeah.
But the ominous is the difference between the craft and whether you need the comb. I mean, that's the differentiation here.
No, sorry, no. I mean,
I'm saying, ominous, the feel of when the booklet is or isn't.
Right.
It's whether you actually need a craft to put it together or you need someone who has, you know, tell you how to do it.
No.
You require no craft to put it together. There's nothing about that you have that makes you an umma. It's just that someone else instructing you.
Right,
that's one, or the other possibility is that they functionally do something that's a craft, and that you can't replicate. I mean, that you as a person can't replicate, which is not true with the idea.
No, the issue is, I think, whether if an umman can be so replaced, is that an amais umnas or not?
I'm trying to say the same thing. That it's whether is it focused on the craft itself, or is it focused on the complication that someone can instruct, needs instruction, or needs some sort of guidance. That's what you do when you put a desk together. There's nothing that you do.
Yeah.
An ominous. It's just that the whole process together requires someone to instruct you to do it in the right order or the right way.
Well, how do you define ominous?
That's what I'm saying. That makes the difference of how you define ominous. Whether it's the craft itself, or is it that it requires some sort of expertise to teach you to do something, you know? I mean, that a craft, if someone carves wood, you can't do that. You couldn't do that.
Even with instruction, I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
right.
Be able to do that.
Okay.
That's an ominous where you can't do. Oh, the possibility of ominous is that there's some sort of complicated thing that one can't do without some sort of instruction. If you can't turn on certain switches, you can't drive a bus or whatever it is.
Right. How would you articulate the difference between the two?
Is it the craft itself, or is it the expertise? I mean, that someone can impart the expertise, or is it the actual physical craft, which you can't replicate?
So that's the
that would be the nafkamina in this case of the booklet.
Right.
One-time replication, is it? You know, what you're saying is, does it require years of study?
Right.
Is
it the craft itself?
Which is the craft itself?
Right.
Single time that's like Omid Al Gabi, even though I've never done this before, but somebody could.
It doesn't require any craft, it just requires expertise.
I can't choose what to do just but with an instruction from them.
Right.
That's anonymous. Right?
So
even let's say designing a simple sukkah. Okay? I'm an umman like you're an umman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I was able to design a simple sukkah with the boards and the frames and you put the two together and you put in the screw and that holds it together.
Okay.
To me, that's not a ma'aseh umnas.
Right.
Even though when you haven't started taking items from scratch and putting it together, but it's not an umnas. It's like Simon was saying. Umnas is requires more than that. It's not just being able to put things together. It's being able to a trained skill that requires.
So that might be the difference with this equation training.
And expertise.
So if you say it that way, then this would not, then
like
the booklet would not be. Anything
like
that I can.
It's not.
Yeah.
If anybody can do it without special training, then it's not illness, by definition.
So my question was, is the booklet the training? Is the booklet the training?
But he's
the booklet is the umnas. I'm just.
Are you looking at ma'aseh umnas? And the answer is no. You're not doing any ma'aseh umnas. You have an umman who's telling you what to do, but you're not doing any ma'aseh umnas.
But I don't think it's correct. If an umman is telling you what to do, that means they're doing a ma'aseh umnas. No.
The one thing is that Tosus said I'm not sure that we're saying this, but it's chizuk vitlumus. It's not either or.
I'm not sure.
Maybe that plays into it. And again, I thought of assembling a table and you take two rocks and throw a board on the top. That's not chizuk and it's not a lumus.
Right.
Whereas if you take a bunch of things and you start screwing it together, that's a different type of binyan bekalim. That would be both a chizuk.
The lumus,
right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
At potentially at that point, even though it's just getting to less point, just that screwing in a bunch of screws may not be what we would consider to be lumus, but maybe the fact that it has chizuk.
I think it's probably an O. We'll see why in a moment. We'll give it to Morris. Yeah.
The definition what we're talking about, the hiduk is the illness itself, so you can say the same thing here. When it says chizuk is a durability issue.
Interesting.
That's the illness issue here.
That's very interesting.
The strength, but the
okay, I'll tell you what. Look at Kuf Lam Beis Amud Beis.
Is Tosfos holding that Makom Kadosh doesn't apply, or is he just?
That's a good question. In other words, so we're assuming that if something is bona, that means it's still an essential enough part of what's happening that it would not be called Makom Kadosh. In other words, according to Rashi, the Metzius is different. According to Rashi, the Metzius of Ayel Shufsuf Kapina is that the spade and the handle are together, and I'm just putting a peg in to hold them together, so they'll stay together. So that's why Rashi really looks at it different. Now, what would Rashi say about Tosa's example? So it seems he would probably say it's not binyan, but once you're finished with your shovel, then it's a makom patish. Tosus would say that since putting the shovel together is bona, it could not be makom patish. Makom patish has to be the final something that is either additional and unnecessary, and finishes off the or is the very, very last event that has to take place. And if this is something which is so essential, called making kelim, then we'll be makom patish.
Right. So according to what the first shot that the Rav just said, I would hear. But according to the second shot, lemaisa, when you finish
the kelim, you have
done that last step.
Yeah.
Meaning, if it's an additional unnecessary act that's called makom patish, so then you could have something being bona without being makom patish.
Right.
So if Makom Patish is the fun, is the last act to make it to completion, then within every bonus is going to be the last act of Makom Patish.
Right. So I think the Terence is that when you have two malachos that by definition overlap, then you have to separate them. You can't have two malachos that overlap by definition. You can have two malachos that happen to violate two at the same time. So that means that if you hold as binyan v'kelim, then finishing off the keli could not be a candidate for Makom Patish. Right, now the Gemara says in Kuf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the few lines just before the two dots, Ela Omer Rava, Kosamer Ein Binyan B'Kelim, Ve'ein stira bekelim. This is talking about taking a door off a box. I have a chest or a box. I have a lid, and the lid comes off. Can I put the lid back on? So the Gemara says that Rava says you can put it back on. Ein binyan bekelim. Let's assume it's not on a hinge. Okay? So ein binyan bekelim stira bekelim. So why is it also to put it back? It's an Isa de Rabbanon, Gezeira Shema Yitka. Because maybe you'll shove that door in. So the question is, but if he just told me, Ein Binyan B'Kalim, so what happens if you shove it in? So he shoved it in, but it's still a Kaili. So there's no Binyan B'Kalim. Right? So Gezeira Shema Yitka, that's what forces the Rishonim to say, there's got to be something over here. So Rashi says, Makav Patish. You're right, Ein Binyan B'Kalim, but we're afraid that you're going to finish it off so well, it'd be a...
He says you add the hinge.
Yeah.
That's what Rashi says.
But it's all because of an Easter of, he may get carried away and put it back together again, right?
Yeah, and, but it's not just the chazra, it's the sacrament he says.
Okay. Maybe he puts it back together properly. Right? And that's where Tosus gets the... What was that?
No, he says,
Shema Yidka means that's where he gets the Chizuk Olmos from. There must be something. You know.
It can't be both, because then it would be a
Deraisa. You might do it in Isa Deraisa. Gezeira Shema Yidka. So there must be some Isa Deraisa. So that's what Tosus knows. There is an Isa Deraisa over there. Right? That's what Tosus knows.
If that's the definition of Tosus as Isa Deraisa.
Yeah.
Right? So then, why are we debating about whether IKEA doesn't fit into that? Definition.
Because of chizuk. I mean, again, chizuk is probably durability. Hopefully, when you put it back together again, it's strong. I don't know if chizuk means that you have to muscle away in. Chizuk means that it's going to stay.
Okay, so then an IKEA thing would stand.
Oh, we hope so, yeah.
Right, so what's the tzad not say? In other words, if this is the definition of what Tosus means by just.
No, so Tosus will say that there's some umnus required over here. Let me put it this way. My suffix about IKEA is whether it's umnus or not. If you say it's chizuk o umnus, so then it wouldn't be la maisa. But if you say it's chizuk vil umnus, so that's what I'm not sure.
No, but I understand that point. I'm sorry. I guess I'm asking is, are we saying that Tosus agrees to Rashi's definition of what?
I don't know.
Rashi calls that the.
I don't know, the word Yitka is always vague. I don't know if we can force this into that. I assume...
Because Rashi tells us what he gives us Matthias.
Right, yeah. I mean, Yitka, I know, Tolkei means to shove in. So it indicates some strength.
Right, but Rashi is focusing on the point that it's not just strength.
Right.
There's the added step of, you know...
Light strength. Yitka could be permanent.
Right, yeah. Right.
So if you try to set up the Matthias,
right.
But like Simon said, to make it similar to the case of the shovel,
mm-hmm.
But the question is, does Tosfos agree to the Rashi's Matthias, and he just calls that Binyan, where Rashi calls it Makapath?
Right, so I'm not sure there's any way of really proving that.
Right.
But that is one of the Gemaras. It's one of the Gemaras, just like that, which shows you there must be some bona deraisa. There must be some deraisa over here. So Rashi calls it Makapathish. Tosos calls it, and Ramban call it Bona. All right? Otherwise, you couldn't have Xavier Shema. Rav Moshe has a...
That's the reason why the table,
the
folding table, isn't a problem. Because even though it has Chizuk, it doesn't have...
Unus, yeah. Right? Yeah, the folding table could be a non-problem because it's like a window. Right? It's made to open and close. Like adding an additional part to adding a folding, what do you call it?
A leaf,
yeah. There's a Rav Moshe is a tremendous pshat in the Tosfos on Ayin Dalam Beis.
I thought we said that the whole issue of opening and closing,
right?
According to Chazon Ish, at least, was an issue of Hashiva.
Right.
That table from leaning against the wall to being a functional table is making it flush?
No. The Gemara's examples, like the Gemara talks about opening a folding chair. Apparently, since all the pieces are there, and I'm not sure. The question is a good question.
Related to the last question, right. On the light switch.
Right.
Making something from nothing, and from something from the other parts.
Right. But in a building, we require less chashivas than in a keli. Adding to a building is immediately more chashivas than adding to a keli.
So a circuit more because...
Right, because adding to a binyan. Right. Rav Moshe phrases, that's not the Rav Moshe phrases, and his long tshuva about this in Kuf, and Chelek Aleph, Kuf, Chof, Aleph, I think. So that's how he deals with that issue. And he puts it in terms of chashivas. I'm not sure exactly how to formulate it, but that's how he says it. Now look at the Tosfos on Ayin, Dalem, and Beis. Chavisa, v'tanura, v'chalsa. So Tosfos says the person makes a barrel on Shabbos, right? And he makes a barrel, and he makes an oven on Shabbos. Pirush Rashi, Dimishum boina le'machayev. There's no iser of boina. This is the Gemara that said if you make a chavis on Shabbos, you're over ten, eleven per bonus. So Rashi says not bishum boina. Why? Ain binyan mekalim. Ve'ein nira. Tosfos he doesn't accept Rashi. The dav kibem machzer mito menorah shel chulyas. If you're assembling something that is not full, that does not require, if you're just assembling, then ain binyan mekalim. Avol kisha oisel legamrei kol akeli mechayev mishum boina. There meaning bevesha boina. Iman the aisle shuv supekupina the mora chayev mishum boina because you make a shovel you chayev. Vitzorach ian the leilikshe and it's tzorach ian that you should not ask. At the end of the parak, it has a glass blower, and it says if you're a glass blower is not over mishum boina, he's only over mishum makom avatish. So according to Rashi, Rashi's great, right? In binyan mekalim is makom avatish, perfect, fits him. Tosfos says, what do I do with that gemara? It's tzorach iyun that you shouldn't have to ask me from this gemara. So Rav Moshe says the following word. He says that it says minafeyach bichli zechuchis. Right? What does Bichli Zechuchas mean? That it's already started. Right? So he says that if it would be Menafeach Kli Zechuchas, then it means you're starting with nothing, and then you're blowing into something. If you Menafeach Bichli Zechuchas, it means I already have a little bowl at the end, and now I'm making it a larger bowl. So the Ramban and the Rashba, so they would say, not a problem, it's not Makom Fadish. You're not Oisa Keli Mikri. Perfect. Right, you haven't started with nothing. If you start with a little glass ball, then the Ramban and Rashba would say, of course you're making a keli. You began with nothing, you have something. But if you're starting with a little ball, it's already an ashtray, it's a bowl, and the bowl will hold 2 ounces of oil. And now you made into a bowl holding 6 ounces of oil, you haven't made a new keli mitchilasoi. That's what the Gemara says, only makom patish. But Tosfos, who accepts that there is an idea of binyan v'kelim, so Tosfos says, Tzorach Iyun, Deloy Likshe. In other words, there is some additional umnus over here. I probably could not blow this from a 2 ounce to a 6 ounce. Right? So Tosfos, that's what Rav Moshe points out, that's why the other Bishanim are okay. And Tosfos says, he's not gonna get out of this so easily. Right? The truth is, Rav Moshe, I believe, says that this could be a teretz for Tosfos. Depends on your Derech HaLimud. When Tosfos leaves a Tzorach Iyun, so is he Derech Halim to try to answer Tosfos? Or is he Derech Halim to leave it as a Tzorach Iyun? So Rav Moshe's Derech is, I think, trying to answer it. The Brisker Mahalach is, no, you're supposed to leave it as a Tzorach Iyun. If he answered it, means he didn't understand either Tosfos or. So I think that you should leave it with Tzorach Iyun.
Is there?
No, there's a Rambam would say Tzorach Iyun, then you shouldn't solve it.
What's the gallery? Mentioned the, he says,
yeah.
What's the gamri mean? When you're having a minhag shel you're making a finished product.
That's why it's potter. That's why it's, you know, but no, you begin. You
by chulius it's potter, but it's legamri. I mean,
because you began with because you're assembling.
Right. No, so the question is what? No, so you're assembling in which way?
No. A chavis, you start with sand, right? and then you make it into a barrel. The glass, you
so start with. So basically, you start with the most raw materials possible? Or
Right. Yeah. So or if the Minerva requires chizuk unus to put it back together again.
Right, but I'm not sure that's exactly what Talmud Tosfos on Kuf Beis on Beis. Because over there, he talks about the idea of Kuf Bekarka.
Yeah.
He didn't cover Mechayim Bekhil and Kuf Bekarka. So again, it's very vague. What's it mean, Kuf Bekarka?
So you're saying, when
did I'm not sure the same, I'm not sure it's...
Same Tosfos.
Yeah.
No, but he says Binyan Gomer over here also. Binyan Gomer Mechayim Bekhil and Kuf Bekarka. Right? In other words,
yeah,
if it's a Binyan...
Binyan Gomer itself is also a vague idea. Binyan Gomer, if I take six pieces of wood and I put them together, I'm going to have...
A box. Right. So that would be Binyan Gomer. He began with wood and he ended up with if you'd have something that is made to take apart and put it back together again, not all the time. An example of that. So that would be the case of Mitoshel Tarsium. Something which you've taken it apart and you haven't disassembled it to the point of nothingness. So that's the difference between Mitoshel Chulius, Menoshel Chulius, and the Menorah, and Machzir Kinei Menorah. What would be a good example of that nowadays? A Menorah Shel Chulius is what? Minoshal Chulius?
A lighter that you add in pieces for every extra candle.
So that would be, what's that, would you add in the pieces? The pieces are very recognizable?
Yeah, in other words, you could expand it. It's expandable lighter.
So that's a Minoshal Chulius, probably.
Yeah.
That's Minoshal Chulius. But, and then what would be something that we disassemble and we put it back together, but that would be more like the, what's that?
Lego.
Lego could be, you take it apart and that's just various pieces, right? If you have, a model airplane or something, right? Like a Lego thing, right? A Lego thing that you make and it's supposed to stay that way, so you take it apart once every 4 or 5 months or something, put it back together again. So that would be a Menorah Shel, no, that would be a Mitzvah Shel Tarsium and Kinei Menorah. When you take it apart, it's totally unrecognizable and it doesn't represent how you're gonna, there's no similarity to what it is right now and what it's gonna be ultimately. Yeah, just putting things like, if a kid makes a Lego fort, let's say, mm-hmm. right? So when you take apart the Lego fort, so then putting the fort back together again is gonna be an Easter day rice according to Tosfos. Mm-hmm.
What
Attack and play is probably, we'll to get to that, that's probably like the, I would think,
definitely
like a table. Was that?
No.
Just because your wife does it every time.
maybe it's just me, but I cannot figure it out. Pull up the middle and try to get the middle. It's like, why would that be a problem?
What?
It's all hinged.
What, a pack of play?
Yeah.
No, l'chara should be like a table. Like a chair, like a folding chair, l'chara. Yeah. Was that? Uh-huh. The porta cribs? Or the... The porta cribs... Right, those are the porta cribs. So that would probably be... I would think that's a mitzvah shel tarsiyim. And that's a mitzvah... That's like a menorah shel chulius, I think. Right, because those are the... They don't really fall apart completely.
See, I
think so.
Porter cribs, they do. But what happens is the one of the sides comes totally off, and then it folds. The other two sides fold into the third.
And are they made to put back together once every 2-3 days, or are they made to be
supposed to last? And then if you want to fold it up.
No, see, is it like a pack and play is made?
No, I thought that it was
a porter cube, maybe like a mitzvah shel tarsiyim. Maybe he's right. It's mitzvah shel tarsiyim because it's not made mamish to pull apart all the time. You use those for weekends. You use those for longer periods of time.
Depends on the kids you're sleeping in the room.
And what if Lego is going to depend on what maybe the child ate or what
it's generally. Everything. Yes, everything. It's chinuch, it's everything.
No. Meaning if you have a child who never doesn't make anything that's important and he always.
Supposed to be the same day. Yeah, I think so.
Saying might depend on the age.
I think it's a subjective thing.
Right. You were playing with Lego, so you would definitely want to, But I'm saying if it's a child who likes to go back.
So now let's try to figure out. So we have these three shitas, all right? Rashi, Ein Vinyan Mekalim, Pshuta Kimashmoy. The Ramban and Tosfos are very, very similar. The Ramban is that this only such a thing is called Oisa Keli Zoser. And Tosfos says that Beniya Bekalim is sometimes like Beniya Bekarka, and that's when it requires Chizuk Vomnus. So let's take one more step now. Let's try to figure out how this comes from Mishkan. How does this come from Mishkan? In other words, if we say Ein Binyan Bekalim, right, so that means, let's say taking Rashi's approach, is that we say Ein Binyan Bekalim, so it means that Binyan in Mishkan, what we transfer from Mishkan is only the building of the Kroshim, and only the building of the Yerios, and not the building of the Oren and the Menorah. Those were not, we're just learning from the Kroshim, from the Yerios, from the Klois, from the outside, from the structure. Right? So Rashi says that if you paskin, that could be the Machlokes Beis Halevei Shammai. Yeshu Ein Binyan Mekalim, it's conceivable. I'd be surprised, it's conceivable. Was that? I can't think of any Malachim from Kalim. Right? So it's so a question. So Taka, why not? Why should you learn from Kalim? In other words, if what it means that Beis Hillel is saying we don't learn from Kalim, and Beis Shammai says we do learn from the Kalim, so L'chorah, that would mean, this is highly speculative, I haven't found anybody who discusses this, that when Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, look at the building of the Mishkan, either because of a Hekesh, or because the building of the Mishkan was not Deicha Shabbos, so that's how Moshe Rabbeinu figured out that was what was also to do on Shabbos. So it could have gone to the Kalim. So we'd have to say that the Kalim is not as choshev as building the walls of the Mishkan. In other words, if you looked at the Mishkan, Haitzah was a given midin deraisa. I saw the pasuk. All right, then there are 38 more malachas to go, or according to some Tanam, as many malachas they want. But they ordered all the important ones based on chashivos. So it means that they only found those that were making some amanim for the dyes, and those that had to do with the yirios, the tachash, and those that had to do with the binyan of the, those were the choshev ones, and then making the menorah, making the shulchan, that was a binyan that wasn't so choshev. And I thought it was very hard to say, unless we say that chashivos, and we've said this. That Rashi would say Chashivos is based on how it played itself out in our lives, not in the Mishkan itself. So then you could say that when it comes to making a shelter, giving yourself shelter, and when it comes to so then having furniture, the Chashivos of furniture pales in comparison to the Chashivos of making a place to live, of shelter. So maybe that's what it means. Hach to have a Mishkan v'Chashivos, the Machlokes. Hach to have a Mishkan and it's Choshev Tas. So that's a machlokes amongst the Rishonim. Right? That goes back to the Gemara that said that kotesh is not one of the malachas because it's not, because you can eat bread without kotesh. Right? So it means that we're looking at, according to some Rishonim, the Ramban does not accept this, but the Rashi, I believe, does accept this, that we're looking at whether it's choshev tas or not. Yeah, and then we've said that in a few places. That's why the Mishnah says at tzod tzvi. Right? At tzod tzvi, they didn't use a tzvi in Mishkan, but it wants to say, how is it choshev tas? That's why the making of the samamanim, according to Rashi, was put into the context of making of bread, because it was chosen for what's choshev tas. So that could be the pshat, that when you look at making a structure, say an achanami, say every malacha that goes into making a structure in oil and gag, that's much more choshev than making kalim. Kalim furniture is not choshev enough to make it onto the list.
Say that everybody agrees that the making of the kelim is chashiv, but everybody would like Tosfos said before, any by binyan, anything that's done is kosher by itself. By kli, it's only when you have a finished product. Uh-huh. That's kosher. So another argument is, what is the then the chashivas? Tosfos says, look at the whole process. If I make a whole kli, then the process is kosher. That's a binyan. Rashi says, no, so you have to get to the end product. So I'm going to focus on that last thing, because unless I get to the end product, it's not.
So I was thinking about that. I was thinking that that you could say that. I have no source for it. Because if you say that, it would explain two things. Why Rashi says Nakav Patish, right? And it could be that by clay Mishkan, they had no chashivas until they were complete. An incomplete Aron is a garnished. An incomplete Shulchan is a garnished. So it could be that by clay Mishkan, the chashivas is only when it's... but I'm not sure if it's...
I mean,
was that?
Even Tosfos would agree, unless you complete the cleat, that there's nothing
chashiv. Yeah.
You have to be hosted the cleat.
No, but that would be an explanation of why.
You don't learn from Mishkan.
Right. That really, building in the Mishkan, an interesting raya might be, and this is, Fasemis points this out, at the beginning of this parak, the Gemara says, give me an example of a binyan called the tiniest binyan in Mishkan. So the Gemara gives an example of putting, of having a hole in the keresh, and filling up the hole with a piece of blob of soft metal. Right? So the Sfas doesn't, he's Merambis, I can't say that he says this word, but he says, when it comes to the Mizbeach, we're not allowed, if there's a scratch in the Mizbeach, make it a Mizbeach. We don't, you can't fill the Mizbeach with a blob. Right? When it comes to the Keresh, then in front of Halacha, you're allowed to fill it in with a blob of metal. Right? So apparently, so it sounds like, and he has a Cheshbon. I think he says this, because the Kerushim had to come from the wood of Yaakov Avinu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that the Kerushim were irreplaceable. I don't know if they had backup Kerushim. I don't know. So it turns out that it could be that a Keresh with a hole in it is not a Pusul Keresh. It can be fixed. A Mizbeach with a hole in it is a Pusul Mizbeach. So I was thinking about that. That could be, that would explain why Rashi would say, either that we don't learn from Kalim because it's the not chashuv, or for Karet, we learn from Kalim, but the Kali is only significant in Mishkan when you have a hit Makom Fatish. I'm sure, I don't know. It's very speculative.
The Rambam and Tosa say that when you have a Kali philosophy itself, that that's considered a binyan chashuv.
Why?
Because the only binyan, the only Kalim that were in Mishkan,
were
something that happened from beginning to end in a second process, whereas to the extent that you had to open and close and fix and adjust, that wasn't really, that was...
But then you're going to get stuck with the Chizuk Mumnus. With the Chizuk Mumnus. So it is the Gemara, this Yerushalmi. Was that? No, but Jason wanted to say that it might work according to the Ramban, because the Ramban says... Right. So there is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what's the din of binyan al gabe kalim? Rashi says, if you're bone al gabe kalim, is that an Easter day rice or not? So Gemara says, Yerushalmi, well, it depends. What do you call putting the kroshim into the adonim? So the Gemara says 2 days. One is, binyan al gabe kalim is an Easter day rice. Number two, no, the adonim are like karka. So now you have two Mahalachon Yerushalmi. One Mahalachon Yerushalmi says the Adonim are Akeli. They are Akeli, which is involved in the building the structure of the Mishkan. Right? So if you pass on the first day in the Yerushalmi, so I have Akeli, I have to say Binyan Kalim can be included in Binyan Mishkan. Right? But it's only Akeli which is done with Chilosa Yvat Soifai. The Adonim were never, they were never disassembled. There's also beautiful words by the Afike Yam. Yam says that there is never stiras kalim in Mishkan. Right? They only assembled and disassembled the walls, but kalim they never disassembled the kalim. That's why according to Rashi there is no stiras kalim, and according to Ramban there's no stiras kalim. The only reason is stiras kalim, I mean Paskin this way, is Tosfos. So Fikir Yam says, because there was no stiras kalim in Mishkan. You think about it. Right. So let's finish up. Was that?
The bottom stayed in the shulchan. Another stayed in the aron.
I thought the rings. The baden did not stay in the. I think they did not stay in the shulchan.
Wouldn't that be stira?
I don't know if they're taking them out. If they're made to take out, I'm not sure that's stira. no, no, no.
It's just made for carrying.
Yeah.
The Mishnah spoke is they're not focusing on the making; they're done it themselves. When they say,
correct.
It's not.
But
kli abadonim, the binyan is still the crushing.
100%. But we know that making keli is part of making the mishkan, according to the first day. If you hold the second day, which is the Rambam Paskin, so you back. So then. The Adonim are not even called Caleb.
Right.
But so it's conceivable that this would be the Binyan Kaili within Mishkan. It could be that Tosfos holding the first day of the Yerushalmi, and that's why he says Mitchilos Vet Saifoi, and the Ramban, I'm not sure. Ramban, I'm not sure, because I assume the Ramban holds that, so let's just finish up with the following comment. That according to the Tosfos and according to Tosfos maybe and according to Ramban probably we binyan is only by structures, but the question of yesher and binyan mekalim is whether we transfer the concept of binyan that we found in structures to kalim, and when we transfer it transfers differently. Now that's what the Ramban must say. Ramban must say, and Tosfos may say, that, and that's what our Moshe tries to formulate, that we were saying before, binyan in, like the Alan was saying, the switch inside the wall, so that is that more choshev than putting together a table? The answer is yes, because anything which is associated with a structure has more chashivas. Binyan apparently is a relative malacha. If I do the malacha in a, if I do the same thing by a structure as I do by a keli, it'll be evaluated differently. So, and that's what Ramban learns. Binyan in Mishkan was putting the structure up, putting the walls up, putting the areas up, putting the roof up. Then when I transfer to Keli, so making a piece of furniture is not as significant to that, right? Making a Keli from the beginning to end, that in the world of furniture is as choshev as a minimal addition in the world of structures. So apparently Ramban says, And Tosfos says a similar word as well. Tosfos is saying that I look at the process of putting together the structure of the Mishkan, when that transfers to Kalim, so that only transfers as putting a whole Kali together, or doing a Bechizik Volnus. It has to be something along those lines.
It's possible to say that putting the Briach into the crushing is the Volnus, not just the
crushing into the Volnus. I mean, the Yishama does not discuss that. I mean, it should be a bone. The Gemara doesn't call that a bone a kolshu. That probably is much more significant because it holds the whole thing together.
Right.
So it probably is much more significant than being a kolshu. So I'm not sure that would transfer to. So let's just make a sequence. What we did so far, I was hoping to get to more lemaisa about stira, so maybe we'll do stira next week. So in terms of binyan, we looked at binyan v'kelim. We pointed out that there are three teachers in binyan v'kelim. Rashi, that there's no binyan v'kelim as far as we paskin. Tosfos and Ramban both say there is binyan v'kelim, and the way we paskin is binyan v'kelim if it means doing something from beginning to end, or doing something which requires umnus. The phrase says chizuk umnus. The raya is that we do find some indication, even though Tosfos says we paskin in binyan v'kelim, gezeira shema yidka. So there's got to be some iser deraisa that you could mess up on when it comes to kelim. So that's what he defines the iser of and shivta b'kupina, putting the shovel together, putting the Mita Shotasim together. In all of these cases, Rashi will say, Makim and Padish, Makim and Padish, an easy way out. And Tosfos will have to say, no, this is the violation of Boina. So then we discussed Boina Bekolshu, and that Binyan Bekarka is different than Binyan Bekalim. And then we try to finish up by saying, well, how is this going to fit into coming out of Mishkan? So we entertain the possibility that Rashi would say that either we learn from the Kalim, or that Rashi, but only when Makim Patish from the Kalim, or that Rashi would say that the Kalim are just not Choshev, and therefore Rashi says that's the Machlekes of Ein Yesh Binyan Bekalim. And then we said, but Tosfos and Ramban have to learn. So apparently they understand, if you hold that there's some Binyan Bekalim, it means that when we transfer the concept of Binyan that we find in a structure, and we transfer it to furniture, it transfers differently. In a structure, any kind of addition becomes a significant part of adding to the Mishkan and the significant form of binyan. When you transfer the same idea to furniture, so it transfers in a much more limited way. Okay, and then we'll leave Stira for next week, Mr. Chairman.
bed that home up into a wall.
Yeah.
Would that be the chalon or would that be
It's the same issue. Are they made? Do they? How often do you push them up and put them down?